Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome in to ScoopsWithDannyMac.com and Mondays with Mo. We do this every Monday with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations. And we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. In just a moment, a visit with John Mozeliak. We'll talk about Albert Pujols, his legacy, the fan base, baseball here in St. Louis, the latest on Jordan Hicks, the draft, and Tommy Edman and Ronhel Ravello, all coming up with John Mozeliak. Lordo's Diamonds, located in the heart of Ladue, and their address is 9222 Clayton Road. You can see their selection, lordosdiamonds.com, lordosdiamonds.com. You walk through their doors, Jimmy Lordo is there every single day. Local ownership, St. Louis ownership, he's there to greet you. So if you have a birthday, anniversary, that special moment in your life and you want to make sure and get the right gift, think Lordo's Diamonds and mention my name or Scoops with Danny Mac and get additional money off your purchase. Coming up, we visit with John Mozeliak. Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Hair Saloon for Men. Proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men. We talk it over with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak of the St. Louis Cardinals. And today, it is the Cardinals Care event out at Norwood Hills. And obviously, Mo, you're involved in a lot of charities. And we'll get into what's happening on the baseball side in just a moment. But the RBI program, which this is going to benefit, which is reviving baseball in the inner city. I'm curious, to your knowledge, have you seen this make an impact league-wide in baseball, the RBI program, and are you seeing some of the kids maybe being exposed to baseball that normally wouldn't be?
Oh, sure. It's been a very successful program, and you know, you always have to take a step back and decide, like, how do you want to, like, think of success, right? Because really, the idea of the program is to get people back on the fields, get younger people playing, give some children that might not have the normal opportunity to play baseball, give them that chance. And that's why it's a function of happening in more inner cities versus more rural areas. But having said that, you know, you are starting to see a handful of these guys get college opportunities. A few people have gotten drafted out of the RBI program. And, you know, from a baby step standpoint, they've certainly made those. And I think you're going to just see bigger strides made in the future.
I'm curious, Mo, you've run many drafts and you've been around major league drafts all your life, it seems like. Are we, as an industry in baseball, are we losing or are we still gaining the very good athlete that is playing the game? Or do you see them gravitating towards football or towards basketball or other sports? What are you seeing in general with those drafts and the type of athletes that are coming out?
Well, I definitely feel like the world has changed in terms of how you think about amateur sports. And so when you're looking at where Major League Baseball focuses on their pipeline, it's no longer just exclusively a domestic view. And obviously over the last 50 years, you've seen more Latin players in the game. But I think when you look at it more from like who's playing what sports, domestically, you are certainly seeing more people playing basketball, more people playing soccer, and sports like football and baseball don't quite have the competitive advantage it once had. But, you know, we still believe in our game. We still think it's a great sport, a safe sport to play. And, you know, I think you're going to see those types of trends change over time.
Absolutely. This weekend is one that Cardinal fans and maybe baseball fans across the world won't forget, because Albert Pujols was back in St. Louis. The dust has settled a little bit from the weekend. Just your perspective on what you witnessed this weekend.
Obviously a very special moment. And when you think about really not just of what occurred, but maybe the bigger picture of how our fan base really is. Everybody's always liked coming to play baseball in St. Louis because they always feel like our fans appreciate good baseball. But I think this really sort of screams like how much they truly care about someone that meant so much to the city for 11 years. And it was their way of saying thank you. And I think the gratitude really became almost historic in how it will be remembered. And for all of us who got to witness it, it was certainly a really cool moment. And more importantly, I think all of us that got to see Albert's appreciation for it was something that, for me, I'll never forget.
Is it fair to say that maybe if there was any doubt of how he was going to be received in St. Louis, or maybe if he thought, you know, will I be welcome back, or what's it going to be like? Do you think that's all been put aside now? And I guess everybody knows, hey, you're welcome back. You're loved here, and you're always going to be part of this great franchise. Hopefully I'm asking that the right way, but do you understand what I'm saying with that?
Well, I do. And I think, you know, clearly the events of these last 3 days show that. Where does a visiting player get a standing ovation every time they come to the plate? Where does a visiting player get asked to do an encore? It's just unique. And, you know, I was sitting there with Chris Carpenter over the weekend, and we were chatting about, you know, there's only a handful, and we actually identified a couple of places that really are just special places to play the game of baseball. And St. Louis is one of them. And I think this weekend really demonstrated that. And I think for all of us that come here day in and day out, sometimes we forget how special of a place it really is. And so I think we're all lucky to be a part of it.
I don't know if you agree with this too, but I thought the home run on Saturday was symbolic in that this is the baseball capital of the world in many ways. The fans are different here, and an icon was welcomed home. I thought it kind of, that one moment, that one swing kind of wrapped it all up and put a bow on it. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I think that sums it up perfectly. And it really was just one of those moments that, again, if you were a part of it and got to see it, you will never forget it.
I'm curious, Mo, and I don't know if you can answer this, but I know a lot of fans were asking me about this. He does have a personal services contract with the Angels. Would that limit him in coming back on opening days or being a part of ceremonies or number retired statue, if that ever happened? Does that limit him in what he could do once his playing days are over with St. Louis?
Don't know exactly how it's written or how it would read. But my guess is things like that would probably be open for discussion.
Gotcha. I also said, and I thought this was interesting, one of the things that I took away from the weekend was while Albert was introduced on Friday night and got these great ovations, I also noticed how loud the crowd got for Yadier Molina. And if this was Albert's weekend, I thought this is Molina's town, and that's not to be overlooked of how well your team has played here recently and the way that Yadi kind of stepped out of the shadow, I thought, of Albert Pujols once he left and became truly the leader of the team, or at least the face of the franchise. I thought that was kind of symbolic in what I saw over the weekend too.
Well, I think, you know, when you look back at when Yadi broke into the big leagues, he certainly had a couple of people that looked after him. And, you know, Mike Matheny was one, but certainly Albert Pujols, who their relationship grew to almost brother-like. And so Albert taught Yadi a lot. He helped Yadi a lot. And I think Yadi over the weekend showed his great appreciation for what he meant to him. And, you know, you don't get to see these types of things play out actually on a field like we did over the weekend. And I think that's what made it so special. But, you know, both guys are future Hall of Famers, and you're seeing them hug at the plate. Again, you know, a memory none of us will forget.
Yeah. You had a visit with Jim Hayes on, I guess it was Saturday on the broadcast, and you mentioned that you and Mr. DeWitt and Albert had a private time to visit with each other. And without giving away the intimate details of that conversation, it's your business and not ours. I'm assuming, though, that the conversation was very open, and in terms of just everybody kind of getting along and having a nice conversation, that's probably what you experienced over the weekend.
Yeah, so we just wanted him to know that we wanted him to feel welcome back here. And really, it was more of just a moment to catch up and chat, because, you know, needless to say, our relationships with him during his time here, we were very close. And there was, you know, obviously an intimate side of that. But when players move on, you sometimes lose that connection. And so I hadn't personally spoken with Albert probably since one of his golf tournaments that I attended many years ago. But in that sense, it was just nice that the three of us could have a casual conversation, and one I think meant a lot to all of us.
More features keep rolling out on the Schnucks Rewards app, all designed to simplify shopping. Your rewards points still continue to pile up, earning you money off your next purchase. But now you can create customizable and shareable shopping lists. Shop for your family's dietary needs with the new wellness icons. Gluten-free, organic, heart smart, it's all covered. So this week, simplify shopping. Try the new features on the Schnucks Rewards app. Shopping will never be the same. Schnucks Rewards. Download it today. This past week, Ronhel Ravelo gets his first major league hit. Tommy Edman, his first major league home run. Those are great moments at the ballpark as well. Tommy Edman, I'm intrigued by him, Mo. Great spring, and it seems like anytime he gets a chance to play, he's doing something. Where does he fit in the plans of the immediate? And then he can play all over the diamond. Where do you think he might play at some point if he is an everyday player?
Well, if I had a bet, I would say most likely a second baseman would be his best position to play every day. I think the nice thing about him, switch hitter, brings some speed to it, can play all three infield positions. You can put him in the outfield, and he would hold his own. So he just gives you a lot of flexibility. And I think the last few days hasn't hurt him in terms of creating his own value to the organization. But for all of us that spend a lot of time, you know, focusing on what's happening in the minor leagues, you know, we knew he's a talented young man, and so he's had a nice year at AAA, and I think he's going to find himself getting some major league opportunities. And if he continues doing what he's doing, it'd be hard to not have him on this club.
We saw Saturday Jordan Hicks had to be removed from the game. Mo, is that more than anything just kind of precautionary with that?
I hope so. You know, obviously we're going to let a little bit of time happen, but with the off day today, we can certainly understand a little better what this looks like come Tuesday.
Mo, I appreciate you being candid always on these Mondays, and it was a great weekend, bittersweet for some, and it's so exciting to watch it happen. I appreciate your perspective, and hit them straight today, and hopefully we raise a lot of money for Cardinals Care. Thanks so much.